Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you? It is Monday, October 20th. It is 8 o'clock p.m. in California, and it is already, well, not already, but still hot. It is 10 o'clock in the South, and it is 11 o'clock on the East Coast. How is everybody doing this evening? I am in a really, really good mood. I've got a person tonight. Those who don't know about SL, as I always tell you, find out about it. Because I know I have a few listeners that have no clue what SL is, and they've been listening to me for 4 years. Yeah. And still don't know what SL is. And I have put it out there for them more often than not. I'm going to have a whole show about SL one more time, so then that way you guys can know what it's about. But anyway, those who do know what SL's about, I've got someone on tonight, a very good friend of mine by the name of Rachel, who is actually one of my sponsors for Sure Galicious Talk Show Endgame, and she is with RJB Jewelers. Now, Rachel is extremely hardworking. When I tell you, I mean, this girl is always doing something. She is always doing something. She is one person that I know that anytime you see, what you doing, Rachel? Oh, working on something. That's her. You know, every time you talk to her, she's working on something. For those of you who have not had the opportunity of actually looking at her jewelry, she is, goodness, all over the place. She's actually at an event right now let me not talk about it. Let's bring her on and let's let her talk about it. I'm just simply rambling my mouth, and we should be talking about her. Without further ado, remember what I tell you about that word ado, ladies and gentlemen, Rachel. Hello, my dear. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, and you? How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming with me and joining me tonight. I was just trying to tell everybody what a hard worker you are in Second Life with your jewelry. And right now you're doing something. Tell them a little bit about what you got going on right now.
The Dope Fall Fashion Week starts today. They have a pink party at 6 p.m., Unfortunately, I didn't get to make it for that. The booths open up tomorrow, and they will be open all week for people to purchase jewelry. Not only am I there, there's some other designers there for clothing, I believe shoes also. You know, just come out and support everybody. That's what it's all about, getting everybody out there and the support. And we'd like to thank Lady T for having it, and having all of us in the show.
Rachel, what brought you to Second Life? I guess that would be probably the first question I'd like to ask you. What brought you to Second Life?
First time I came to Second Life was 2007, and my sister had an old computer, and it couldn't handle it. It kept freezing. I just got so frustrated with Second Life, I was like, forget it. So in 2010, my best friend RL was like, I had just moved into this place, and Started a new job, and, you know, son's starting in a private high school. So I was like, okay, I can't be going out like I used to now. I got to be stuck in the house. She was like, come join me on SL. I was like, SL? She was like, Second Life. I said, girl, I tried that. I ain't like it. She was like, no, no. She was like, come on and try it. So I did, and I had another gimpy computer, and I was like, bump this. I pitched that computer, got me a new computer, and I've been on here ever since.
Wow.
That's life. And I was a party animal for years.
What? You were what? What's that?
I was a party animal for the first 2 years.
Oh, I think everybody is when they first get on, because I think that's the main thing you do is go and party and socialize and everything before you really, like, get involved in other things like marriage and the whole having kids and all that other stuff. I think everybody does that. Tell me a little bit about Rachel, other than besides the jewelry. Tell me a little bit about Rachel.
Rachel has 8 children, 7 Abbeys, 1 Prim Baby. A couple of brothers.
Listeners, that's something I didn't even know.
I love all my kids to death. I have B, Lexi, Tay, Philly, Ace, Desmond, Santino, and Shay Shay. I named them all too.
I applaud you. Because I'm not going to say how many I have, because I think everybody always rolls their eyes, but I remember half of them. I have to always write their names down. This woman did it without writing names down. I commend you for
that.
No,
I keep up with my kids. Oh, did I say Seychelle? Make sure I say Seychelle.
Did you say? I don't think you said her.
Did I say Shell? Oops, I'm sorry, baby girl. She going to kill me.
Blame it on my show. That's the reason why she killed you. But.
Yeah, well, I keep up with all my kids, meddling with them. And, you know, my boys are always slapping them upside their head. They'll tell you I'm abusive.
Now, as
besides the kids and the jewelry making, that's just about all I do is support other businesses that's out here in SL and hang out and go shoot zombies with my master.
See, that's me too. You know, I'm doing a zombie event. I had to postpone. I'm doing the 28th, so you and him need to come there and then be giving out some lindens for that too, but that's a whole different story. So you guys definitely need to come to that.
Does he want to go? Go, because he goes shoot zombies. He just got him a new gun tonight.
See, so he can come and shoot zombies too.
Yeah, I got three guns.
What made you decide to start doing jewelry? Because you don't just do jewelry. You do, you do paddles and tip jars. And what is it that you don't do? You're all over the place. You just, you know, what started you doing jewelry?
What started me with where I am, it's the top jewelers in SL. I love their jewelry. I got millions of lindens worth of their jewelry in my inventory. Well, I went to an event and got kicked out because my scripts was too high. I started taking stuff off, you know, and still couldn't get in. Girl, I didn't have not a lick of jewelry on me just to get into an event. I said, I said, I can't do this. I said, I'm going to start making my own jewelry. So I'm self-taught. Nobody taught me. I will commend, I use a lot of XOPH stuff. And the creator, when I learned in mesh, that's what I build primarily in is mesh. If my pieces have a prim or a sculpty piece in there, it's probably one, unless I can't find the piece or with my paddles and stuff in mesh, I'll buy a sculpty and put it on there. But she came over and she helped me because mesh is off-centered from a prim. So it's a different way that you have to do it to get it in the my little jewelry thing to make my necklaces and my bracelets. And so she came over and she showed me how to do it, and I've been doing it ever since. That's basically what got me started making jewelry, because I got tired of getting kicked out of places for high script counts.
Oh, my God. And that happens, too, because I know when I went to Theta Nu Theta's event, and it was, I forgot what the strip count was, but I ended up having to, like, almost get, like, totally undressed, and all I had on was my wedding ring. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? But my wedding, I think it was maybe 25 scripts, but my wedding ring, I think, was, like, almost 30 scripts. I'm like, what
right,
the hell?
Right. Well, with my jewelry, I only put one script in each piece of jewelry, and that's a resize of script. I don't do the bling scripts. I don't do the color changing scripts in stones or the metals. So that's why my scripts are not high and the lag is low. The only thing that I do that has a high script count is my collars, and even those open collar system has lowered their script count. So I wear 6 earrings, a necklace, a collar, a ring, 2 bracelets, an anklet, and I run about 74 scripts, and that's including shoes, hair, and clothes.
Sheesh.
So that's not a lot.
How many? Yeah, that isn't. Not at all. Not at all. So basically it sounds like your technique is a lot different than most techniques. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
No, it's all in what you put in the jewelry. Like, some people like to be able to change their stones, so some jewelers offer color-changing hoods to go with them. Well, that's high in scripts. When you put them scripts into the ring or whatever piece of jewelry that you have. So you got the script not only in the hood, you may take the hood off, but you still got scripts in that ring for that color-changing hood. Bling scripts are high in script count, too. I know somebody was saying they was kind of bringing them down. That I don't know, because I refuse to use them. I let the natural sunlight give my stones bling, or however you want to do it. My stones are prim stones, so I also don't have a rotating texture script in my stones like some prim stones do, because my stones are actually cut like a actual diamond, or the princess cut, or the round cut, the heart shape. So my stones got different faces to texture, which gives you that illusion of an actual stone or a diamond.
Right.
So that's the script I have to use.
I wish the audience that's listening could actually see what you're talking about. I guess when we do the show on the grid, they can. Since you've been doing this, because you've been really, really busy, have you felt like you're getting overwhelmed, or do you feel like you're at a place where you're comfortable? Because I know every time I talk to you, you're doing something.
When I first really started getting into the custom work and doing a lot of that, you know, I was having a lot of people hit me up constantly. I was feeling overwhelmed. I had an assistant, Nevaeh Fireguard, who really got me straight and got me set up with, you know, making appointments for people, not just taking them as soon as they hit my box, you know, having them to come back for appointment time, and once I get their appointment done, you know, then I work on their stuff. You know, I don't have to work on the stuff right then and there. So I will commend Nevaeh with helping me get myself straight on that. Now I don't feel as overwhelmed. I'll take somebody order. If it's something that I can do real quick, they don't have to leave. If it's something that's going to take some time, I don't mind telling them it's going to take some time. Now, I don't sit up and people's stuff for like 2-3 weeks. I try to get that stuff out the door in 2 to 3 days. But sometimes, you know, it takes me a little longer finding a piece, or if it's not sitting right with me on the look, I'm going to go back and rework it until I like it, you know. Then I show the customer.
Right.
And if they like it, I go ahead and link it with them right there, and then they go on out the door with it.
Well, I remember when I had came to get my my tip jar, the one for the diabetes that you actually get for me, and this woman just did the one for LBD, like right in front of me. I was just, hold on, sugar, I got it. I'll be through in a minute. Next thing I know, she was done. She was done with it, right when I stand, you know, right when I was standing there, which was like amazing. How many pieces do you say you do a day?
It all depends on how many custom orders I have. I used to run just about 24 hours. So I got a little sleep insomnia. I used to have a little insomnia, so I used to work around the clock, and so my body just gave out and went to bed. But I try not to do that now. If I got quite a few orders, I'll work on them until I get everything done, and then I can send an IM to the customer to let them know their items are ready. It all depends on what I'm working on. Like right now, I'm about to get ready for a jewelry fair. The Jewelers of SL just now starting back to do jewelry fairs. They haven't done one in 2 years. The first one was September. We had a small turnout, you know, because most jewelers are hermits. Because it takes us a long time to make our pieces, you know, we're not out there socializing a whole lot with folks. I do get in conferences and stuff and talk to people then. You know, that's how sometimes I don't stay tied to the land. I used to host with Gold Diggers Entertainment just to get my behind up off the land. So I wouldn't become a hermit. My TT Asia and TT Poetry Rain, that's their group. And I took a leave of absence from them because the jewelry fair was coming up. And as soon as the jewelry fair was over, I got started getting bombarded with invitations to other jewelry things. So I haven't been able to go back. I do work with Cherry Baskin from Envy Entertainment. I do a lot of work with her. And that's another way I get off the land, you know, helping out with some of the things that she got going on with Envy Entertainment. And we collaborated on some perfume together. And the ad campaigns was involved with her. She came up with the concept and the idea. And, you know, we just get involved in taking pictures, get models to help us, and we take the pictures, you know. We're no way by professional models, SL standards anyway. Just having fun and, you know, getting out there, meeting new people.
And I think that's the thing, too. I think when you are in a business, because I always feel like I'm bugging people, like when I post or something like that. But then I was talking to my daughter, Lisa, and she was like, Mom, how can you, you know, nobody's going to know unless you put it out there. If you don't put it out there, nobody's going to know. So I'm thinking, yeah, I guess she's right. Because I noticed, you know, unless you post, no one's going to know. Because Facebook, honestly, is the best.
I had an aversion to Facebook. Let me tell you, I used to then be on Facebook like I am now. I say within the last, since Nevaeh set up the RJB jewelry page, I'm constantly on there posting stuff of custom work that I do, new items that's coming out, anything that RJB jewelry is participating in, I try to post in there.
Right.
I've been every 50th like I get on there is I'm giving that person a set of jewelry, and some of my people that clients or friends that like the page, they take their own pictures, and I post their pictures on Facebook. You know, I think it's fun, I think it's cute, and I like that they they so giddy to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the thing is, and I was just like you, I was never really doing anything on Facebook. I would just go on there maybe, and I hate to admit it, but play like Candy Crush or Farmville. Yes, I used to play Candy Crush.
Ooh, yes, Farmville. Well, I was on Farmville. I've been kind of lazy on Farmville. I know my neighbor's ready to kill me.
There's much to do. Shit.
Wait a minute. I done got hooked on Pet Rescue and Bubble Witch, too.
You kidding me? Girl.
Yeah, I done got Fresh Rescue. Man, with Candy Crush right now.
it's just too much. But that's how I used to do. And then after a while, I started, you know, meeting people from SL and, you know, give me a Facebook page. And basically, that's how a lot of people know about my shows or, you know about things coming with R2B, you know, entertainment and everything because of Facebook. Because, honestly, it's more of a business, you know, social thing that people can see better than it is in Second Life, because people really don't pay attention to Second Life, let's face it. I think they pay more attention when they're on Facebook.
Right. Well, you know what? I heard about everything through Mama Dexting and Papa Dexting. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's how I met you through the Dextings.
Right. Hi, wifey. Hi, Hasbro.
Hey, Mama and Papa Dexting. Hey, Destiny. Elle. And, oh, Serenity. Hey, Sissy. I'll give a shout out.
We can go on and on with the Dexters because that's
a, right.
Like,
it's a whole bunch
like
of them.
Yeah, they're just like the static. That's a whole big fancy right there.
Yeah. So, Lord, I don't forget where we was.
about Facebook. How you
Facebook. My Facebook because whatever event I go to, I take a lot of pictures. When I first started in SL, that's what I did, was take pictures. You know, then, you know, people don't want to pay for pictures. I was like, bump this. I'm not going to be spending all this time doing these pictures
mm-hmm.
and not get paid, not for what
exactly.
I'm worth. So I quit doing
exactly.
pictures. I just do family events. So now when I go to an event, you know, I take a lot of pictures, and then I post them on Facebook. So now I got a lot of friends. And so now I don't really post anything personal on Facebook. My SL is private. I don't really put anything on Facebook because from what I see on Facebook, the more you got your relationship out there, the more problems you're going to have and the more you invite other people into your relationship and have issues. So my Facebook is mainly to post pictures of big events, family events that I attend or social events that I go to, and RJB and Envy Entertainment and Sugarlicious Talk Show and Straight No Chaser and Dope Fall Fashion Week. That's how Facebook is for me, and playing games.
It's
now,
I see
some
she said that
funny
before.
Comments,
I'll
repost those.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because those you know you want everybody to. I mean, I you know I do a lot on Facebook as far as like dealing with family and post little things on there. But I totally agree with you. When you do use Facebook a lot for personal, it can get people involved. Even if you have a positive relationship like mine is, you know, people automatically you know start looking at it like. You know,
and right, and assume they know you, or you get the crazies.
Yes, yes, so true. Yeah, we were talking about that on the my show was it yesterday? I think we were talking about how people, you know, you get a lot of crazy people, but not just on Facebook, but NSL too. But that's a whole different damn show.
Uh huh. Yeah, I mainly, like I said, I love what I'm doing with the jewelry. I do the paddles. That just happened because somebody asked me to do their paddle over for them, and I did it. And so a lot of people start coming to me. I work with Trisha Kayo, I think that's her name. We recommend customers to each other. I think right now she's taking a little vacation. You know, certain of us, we recommend folks. I send folks to Greg Linton, too. My difficult customers that I think that it's not going to be a good relationship. And now I'm not going to just send you out the door just because I feel you rubbed me the wrong way or I rubbed you the wrong way. You know, if I think the relationship is going to be difficult, I'm going to recommend somebody else for you. You might pay through the nose to get them to do your work, but you'll get somebody that does good work.
Have you found that a lot while doing this, that you find people that are difficult to work with?
I had one person I recommended and sent them to Trisha. She probably, we laugh about it, and she ended up sending them to somebody else.
Damn. Now that's bad. So you sent them to her, and then she sent them to somebody else.
People, it's their lendings, and they can spend them how they want to. But you got to realize, right, when we out here building and working for you, don't come in trying to talk to us any old kind of way.
Right. Exactly.
They're not your slave. Everybody that's on here working to build, make clothes, build houses, build cars, and that's doing custom work, we're doing it because we love to do that. We love to do that work. We're not really doing it for the money because this stuff is time-consuming.
Right.
And if you coming in with an attitude, you know, you get our attitude up, the first thing I'm going to do is tell you I can't do it and send you on to somebody else. But I thank the Lord I have great customers that if I come with an idea and they be like, no, I don't like it, can you do it this way, and I do it that way, and their idea turns out to be better, I like it. Oh, yes, it's gorgeous. Or if that did it their way and it bothers me and I turn around and do it my way and I show it to them, they be like, oh, yeah, I like that. Then, you know, that's a good feeling when you work with people. Sigma Iota Sigma. I did all their paddles, tip jars, chest pins, belly chains, staffs, everything for them. I did their paddles. The paddles that I used was a defect in them. I really didn't like them, couldn't stand the paddles, but those were the only ones out there in mesh. Mm-hmm. Nothing really in the prim sector. But it had a bad habit of changing the paddle when I texture yellow to black. So they wanted to get their paddle redone, and they really wanted to use a paddle. I just couldn't stand that paddle. I finally just paid my master, who I love to death, Trey's Bone Too Cool, and had him to make me a mesh paddle. Mm-hmm. And he redid that paddle, not that paddle. I told him I wanted a paddle. He went in and made me a paddle, and I love that paddle. I don't have the issues with texturing with that paddle. I want some people that I think I did that paddle on, I want them to come back so I can use the new paddle. so I retextured the paddle for them, and it looks 100 times more better than the original paddle that I did. And I always loved their paddle. I did. It's just when it turn a certain way, it turned black. The paddle turned black. And, you know, it's the defect in the paddle. So I'm glad I was able to update their paddle and make it better. Now, I find when I have involvement with making paddles, either whether it be a sorority or a family paddle, the paddles come out better looking than if you just give me a texture and say, make it from this. Then I have to sit up and think of ideas of what I think you're going to like.
Right.
And the paddles don't turn out too good. It turned out better when you got involvement, especially when you got the people that's authorized to make the changes. And I think that's what's so hard to get these groups and organizations to understand. Yeah, it's good to give somebody that texture and say, here, make us a paddle, and expect it to be wow. But it's even better when you sit down and work with the builder on making your paddle, because sometimes it took us, what, eight hours one time doing the paddle. I do children's sorority paddles, and I had them, and they was with me all day. My son came over and entertained the little kids while I was trying to get their stuff down to miniature size. Now, those are the hardest paddles to do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention, too, the fact that you do the little ones' paddles and also their jewelry. How long have you been doing that for the Toodles?
The Toodle Dudes. Let's see. I got a mom back in December of last year. Cushington. Milo Cushington's daughter. And she had some grandkids, my brother, that are Toodle Dudes. And so I had some aunties that were Toodle Dudes too. And so they all wanted custom jewelry. They just didn't want the little candy stuff that's out on Marketplace. So they came and they was like, Sissy, Niecy Pooh, can you make me? And I said, I'll try. And I said, I don't have a kid, Abby. At the time, you know, most of my money was being sunk back into the business. So I couldn't buy a Toodle Doo Abby. So they gave me some numbers, and I created a shape that was a little kid shape. And I started working on it, and once I perfected it, then, you know, I started passing, you know, some of them would come get it and giving them necklaces, earrings, bracelets. The hardest things are the rings. That's very, very time-consuming.
Yeah,
and,
they're so tiny.
Yeah, and I don't do them because it will add a lot of cost to a set. To do a ring. I have, like, maybe one ring. I can change the color of the stones on it and offer that to them, but other rings I'm not going to make for them because it's a real difficult process. And when you start getting into the nano sizes, stuff start distorting and looking real thick and funny shaping. So that's why I don't do the Toodle Doo rings. But I do have one that I've done, and I did it for Dix Carolina, Amante's daughter. I did it for her daughter, and I think granddaughter. I did it one a set for her granddaughter. So now I just started doing the actual jewelry stones because I used to just do the links. And you will find with RJB, I don't use the links that's out on Marketplace and that everybody is using. I have my links custom made. So my jewelry don't look like everybody else's jewelry.
Right. Which is good because people want to have something different. I mean, if you want to go, you know, if you don't want custom, you just go, like you said, go to Marketplace or go to one of the stores and just go ahead and purchase what everybody else purchased. But if you want something custom, you want it to be where everybody doesn't have it and it's not something that can be found on Marketplace or in the stores.
Right, because, you know, a lot of people that do customs, they get their pieces or their links and stuff from Marketplace, and I want it to be different. And Angelus started me on that. I'm going to put it all on Angelus Amante, because he wanted a certain link for a necklace. And I had it made. Then I saw some other links out there, so I started having other links made. So that's what I do, and that's what a lot of my stuff. And then I also use pieces that in other sets that you wouldn't think would be a link. Like I use one of my Roscoe just popped up in my box saying you can redo my paddle. That just threw me.
Hey, Hasbro.
Oh,
my God.
Me.
See, now you're on the show and already got a custom.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, his paddle was the first paddle I did. They're Omegas. Omega Lambda Rho. They was the first paddle I did. My first jewelry set was for Iota Sigma Rho. And
okay.
Iota Sigma Rho Sorority. I think Savvy, can't think of Savvy last name right now. She's the founder of it, and she came to me, and she's a good friend. And
Savvy Moore is her name.
Right. And got a set, you know, that they got me started really, really into the sorority and fraternity stuff. Papa Dexter, you know, I did his first paddle. Matter of fact, they got four different looks on their paddle. I was just starting out.
I may have to have you do my paddle because I did my paddle. I may have to get, listen to me. I'm going to have to get my paddle for LBD redone, too. And we're now got LPD, little pink dress. I know I'm going to have to get a paddle made for them, too. So, yeah, be ready.
Yeah, and I'm starting to really think outside the box, too, because I just did one for Envy Entertainment. And she got a lot of musical notes as her, you know, I guess you want to say mascot. And I did her paddle out of musical notes.
Oh, wow.
And put the MV Entertainment at the end of it. It is so cute. It's red. Her colors are red and black, and I just love it.
I'm going to have to, you know what, maybe we need to work on a custom paddle for me, just for me, only for me, and all for me, Sugarlicious, with some lips on it. I like that.
You with some lips on it.
Exactly. Yes, I like it. We're going to have to talk. I'm telling you, this woman, she will never be able to stay still because we won't have it. But everybody wants her to do jewelry for them, so, yeah.
Right. And another big thing that I'm doing with Envy Entertainment, we're getting with a couple of businesses and doing watches, putting their logos on watches. And promoting them out on Facebook so people can come and buy them. And, you know, the person that owned the business, they got some little income coming in. Our first person, well, he probably didn't need the income, but Gucci. We did watches for Gucci. They are so gorgeous. I love those watches. And I'm working on yours and Chaotic Radios. I just haven't got around to them. I'm going to get around to them so y'all can see the mock-up.
I know you will, because I definitely need the, well, as long as I get it before Christmas, which I know I will. But, yeah, it is. I love the fact that you do different. And she made me a beautiful necklace that has sugar with lips on. I love my necklace. I get a lot of compliments on that necklace, too, and I always refer people because when my daughter Lisa saw it, she was like, Mom, I don't understand why I don't have it. And I'm like, okay, you know what? You know, because that's probably what all the
kids. Yeah, I had a Lisa necklace too, didn't I?
Yep, you did Lisa's necklace too, and you also did Asia's necklace.
Yes.
I'm going to have to end up giving you all my kids' names because I see right now that now that I mentioned that, they're going to be like, and I didn't get one. And yeah, and I got a lot of kids. I just thought about that, damn it. Yeah, I even got to get my goddaughter a necklace, too, because knowing her, she's like, and I didn't get one, so, yeah, so I'm going to have to keep
And that's
name.
Why I started doing the toodle-doo jewelry for moms that like to go out and shop at the fairs and stuff for, you know, with their kids, take their little toodle-doo girls with them, you know, because most of the time when you go to the jewelry fairs, it's only for adults. They only have things for the adults. Right now, I got a booth at Lord have mercy, let me think of the name of it. Theta Nu Sigma's got me in my inventory looking at stuff. Breast Cancer Awareness Bazaar. And they have I have a booth over there, and I have the toodle-doo jewelry over there, too. Fall Fashion Week, I got to check. I don't know if I put the toodle-doo stuff in there. If I didn't, I can go back and add it in. And the Casper vending system is a lovely vending system to have. So, you know, I want the little toodle-doos to enjoy shopping with their moms. So that's why I make jewelry, too.
Right, because I don't like that. My Asia, she doesn't like all that candy, jewelry and stuff like that, you know. But, of course, the jewelry is too big for her, so she loves the pieces that she did for her because she doesn't like all that candy jewelry. She just, you know, she just does
right,
not cookie my
like mama. They want to have the diamonds like mama. They want to have the bling like mama.
Exactly. And so that's why I had to have you give her, because she was, like, really, like, not happy about it, nose all in the air. And I'm like, okay, you know, Rachel, please make this for me before I have to put this child in the damn basement somewhere, a foster home, because she's driving me crazy. Because that's how she is. She loves, you know, she loves diamonds. She loves shine. You know, she's got that from her mama. She got that for me. Oh, my God. I can't believe we only have four. It's been almost 45 minutes this year. But that's how me and Rachel, we get together. We just yak. We don't know what any nonstop. Rachel will be on a grid show, hopefully within the next probably 2 weeks, because I'm booked up this month, but hopefully in 2 weeks. Right before you leave, let them know where they can actually purchase your jewelry.
I have a main store on Billionaire Estates. I have a marketplace. Unfortunately for me, I like in-world shopping.
Right.
I only go to marketplace if I need something real quick. My marketplace don't have all my current stuff. I will admit that. I say the only thing that has the current stuff, just like the stores, is Prim Bay. I don't know if a lot of people understand what Prim Bay is. It's just like marketplace, but it's run through the Casper Venn system. And every time we put something in the Casper Venn system to show up in the store, we can check a box for it to show up in Prim Bay. The only thing with Prim Bay, you have to put money on the account. And when you make your purchases, they're sent to your Abby in world. There are different places where you can go put money on your Prim Bay account. If you look at my profile, you will see a landmark where you can go and do it. That's the only thing, I think, the downside with Prim Bay. But with a lot of vendors that has Casper vending systems, their Prim Bay store is just like their in-world store for those that really don't want to shop, hate shopping in-world. But
right.
I have a store at Billionaire Estates, Envy Entertainment, and I have one at Dubois Retreat.
If you go in my profile,
you can get it. If you go to my RJB jewelry page, those landmarks are out there. I will repost them tonight if anybody needs them. Like I said, I do have a marketplace, but it's not as current. I'm talking about like maybe the last couple of stuff of the jewelry fair and boat that I've made.
And when you go to her page, make sure you like it. Just don't go to it. Just make sure you like it. You know, give her the support. Ray, thank you so much for being on the show with me, girl. I really enjoyed it. We've got to get together in world and have you on stage where they can see all your jewelry. Thanks again. I love you so much. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you, too. And please, please, please come out to Dope Fall Fashion Fair and support all the designers because, you know, we not only do it for ourselves, but we do it for I don't want to call them fans, our clients. I guess we say clients,
right.
Customers.
Clients.
You know, we do it for them. So please come out and support us. Okay.
Okay, that was my girl, Rachel. I really enjoyed her. I only got 60 seconds left. Again, I will have a show tomorrow on the grid with breast cancer. Definitely make sure that you make that. Love you all. Thank you so much, as always, for supporting me and being there for me. Mwah. As always, sugar kisses. Bye.